You guys, do we get reception right now? Because it's kind of, this is like scary time, isn't it?
We're nearing the end.
Greg?
Shh. Listen to this guy. You hear that? All right.
I don't hear anything.
That's exactly right. Because that's where we're headed.
We're headed towards silence?
Complete silence.
But we're already in it.
The utter void of anything.
Wait, but I don't hear anything right now,
that's
so
right.
We're already there.
Do you hear that?
No, I don't hear anything.
You know what the best part about that was?
What?
You don't hear Greg at all.
But he's right there. He's...
Yeah, but you don't hear him.
That's true.
Yeah.
Is he going to be at the end?
We're at the end.
The end of everything.
6 days and counting.
This is kind of scary.
That's not that scary.
Greg's being really quiet.
That's because he knows it's coming.
He's actually texting somebody right now.
It's the last text he'll send.
But he has 6 more days.
To send his last text.
It's going to be a really long text.
He started just this morning.
It's even longer than I thought then.
He thought about burying his cell phone in the yard, thinking that civilizations thousands of years from now would find it and then be able to record history based on his text message.
So they'd be able to charge it back up again and then read what he wrote.
I think so.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, hey.
Huh? Hey.
It's, end of the world in 6 days.
We're just talking about that.
Is
we've
it?
Arrived, at the end of the ride.
Greg, you were supposed to spend this whole last year in a bunker. How'd that go?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't abandon life.
Yeah.
Thought about it, though.
I did think about it, but why abandon life?
I think it would be abandoning life as it would be just taking a... left turn on it.
No.
Did you live your
life?
Did you live your life this last year to like its max, the fullest that it could be, knowing that this was the last year of everything?
Yeah, I did actually, as much as I could.
That's good.
As much as I could, as much as I had the ability to do this year,
the
I
power,
did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this year could have been one that I really shut it down. I could have. I used to get pretty dark in my younger
you were,
years.
You were going to.
I was.
You were going to burn
it
all down.
Yeah, I was going to burn it all down. See,
yeah.
That's the old stuff talking.
Wow.
And
yeah.
You've changed.
Yeah, I have changed.
But you stuck right in there, and I think it's going to reward you when the cloud comes hovering.
When is the cloud coming?
Saturday.
The what?
I think it's Saturday.
The
22nd? When's the 22nd?
21st.
21st?
It
12,
is.
21, 12?
Yeah, that's the end of the
Friday?
World.
Saturday?
Now, my
Why?
Question is that... Is it supposed to be the evening of, the morning of?
Well, you know what I'm going to do.
12:12? It would it be midnight? I don't know.
12:21.
12:21? When?
No,
PM
he's making 12:21 up. There's actually an island off the coast of
the
South
United
America.
States called Hawaii.
Where there is this Mayan statue, this
uh-huh.
form. And the sun on that exact calendar date is supposed to line up with that statue.
Are you
and
bullshitting me?
I am not
no,
bullshitting
it's real.
You. It's real.
Could you imagine if the sunlight, the way it lined up, exploded the Earth?
That would be pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't.
Is that what we're worried about? What are we worried about?
I mean,
it's the Mayan calendar. It's done.
What do you
Mayan
mean?
Calendar stops in 6 days.
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's just what is it's happening.
That's the end of the world. This is what we've been talking about.
Okay, but I haven't been listening. What are the...
We did like an whole episode on it, the end of the world.
We did an end of the world episode over a year ago.
Well,
what,
see, I
what
can't
kinda,
remember that.
What we're going to do, what our meal is going to be.
With
and
the
then
final meal and all that stuff.
Can't remember.
You're eating your meal in one house, and I'm watching as your house is being destroyed. It's coming
oh, that's
to me.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
While Robert's having some raviolis and a glass of Chianti.
Rice pudding was my dessert, I think.
I
and you guys
that.
Thought
that
was the most
That's
disgusting
right.
thing ever.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, rice pudding. Yeah,
you haven't had the German rice pudding.
Stuff. I mean,
okay,
it's really good stuff.
It's warm.
I'm like
okay.
dry eating.
That's besides the point. I'm going to be having rice pudding in 6 days, guys. What are you?
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to literally sit on my porch probably all day long.
Yeah.
And just.
Do nothing.
Let it roll in.
It's not going to happen, you guys. No. What do people think? Like, besides the psychopaths who think that the world is going to end, what do the rest of the people think about? Like, why does the Mayan calendar? Just like in a real
way. Like, scientifically? Yeah. I think they just ran out of steam.
They just were like, why do we keep bored. Doing this?
No, I think it's cycles. And they calculated out certain lunar cycles. And then after you get to that point, not just lunar, but solar and planetary cycles, you get to that point, then it really does reset. It starts again.
Right.
And everything lines up again in
this way
cycles.
That they use.
Right. Correct.
And the truth is,
they did one cycle. They were just like, let's just do one cycle.
Exactly. Whatever that
and,
cycle
and they is. Knew so much less than we know.
No doubt.
But
and we know nothing.
But they still observed so much.
Yeah.
The fact that they can sort of calculate the way the Egyptians calculated how things line up, their positioning of their pyramids lining up with the certain stars and the planets at these particular times, the way the Celts put together or the Druids,
Stonehenge.
Put together Stonehenge and how that all lines up. It's they were still able to observe so much without, you know, knowing necessarily.
We have lasers
behind
now. You understand? We have lasers that line shit up.
We do. I know.
You know?
We have them in little, you know, 99-cent store levels.
Yeah.
People laser do. Level. So are you going to, you know, stock up? Do you have your gun yet?
No. Everybody's talked me out of getting the gun.
That's good. That's a good thing.
I don't think that – I think a lot of people are going to be not around town. Like, sir, I think Los Angeles in general.
You're going to be in Los Angeles. You're going to be in the worst place.
I'm going to be here too.
That's the worst. I'm going to be back in Amesbury.
No. I think I'm going to be in Colorado. When do I fly out?
I'm good. I feel good. I'm going to be in Amesbury, Massachusetts.
Because you are in the area where people are used to roughing it vintage
style. Yeah, we'll be fine. It'll just be – and I'll be around my tribe.
Yeah.
We'll go to the cabin in New Hampshire and fucking defend it to the end.
Toast your bread
You're going to bring bread, you're going to bring peanut butter, you're going to bring jelly.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy guns.
You're going to bring firewood and you're going to bring firearms.
Yeah.
And you're going to be good for the next 70 years.
Yeah, I'm going to be good. I'll see the –
How much
I'll
peanut butter
out.
Is that? That's
it's a lot of peanut butter.
A lot of peanut butter. But,
that is a lot. But it keeps for a long time.
Yeah,
peanut butter keeps.
Yeah. If you don't break that seal, I would imagine like peanut butter would keep for 20 years.
Even jelly. A lot of sugar in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you don't open it.
Yeah,
keep it
as long as you don't pop that top.
And you know what I'll do? You know what I'll probably do is I'll start walking to New Hampshire.
You'll be dead in 15 minutes as you start walking through Los Angeles without a machine gun.
Yeah.
You'll be fucking dead.
No, probably. I'm going to walk to the ocean, jump in the water, swim around. I'll meet you in New Hampshire.
Swim all the way down
swim
around the...
around.
I'll just skirt around through the... Panama Canal.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that happens. People swim through that all the time.
Yeah, it's a great place to swim, I hear.
And then come up the East Coast that way, through the Caribbean.
What are you going to do, breaststroke?
I'm much more efficient in the backstroke. I'll just be on my back the whole time.
Whole time.
And my nose to the stars.
Yeah.
And my head do...
Pointing east. Yeah.
South. And then do east. And then do north.
And then do north. Skirt the coast. Watch out for the sharks.
Yeah. Don't get run over by any boats.
I'll stay right on the coast. Sharks aren't going to
bother. No post-apocalyptic pirates come and get you.
No.
Who's going to... Who really is going to stop someone who is 100 yards off the coast doing the backstroke in a very rhythmic pattern all the way around the country?
Border Patrol.
Country.
INS.
Everyone.
The continent.
The DEA.
No, I'll be all right.
Drug Enforcement Agency.
I'll be okay.
And the sharks.
Nah, no one's going to touch me.
Yeah.
That's a good swim. I might be a little tired when I get there, but I'll shake it off.
You'll have the worst one-sided sunburn ever. The front half
be
of your
a sunburn.
Body.
He will have no skin. What is the salt in the sun?
Yeah, that's good for your
not
body.
Brutal.
Very That'd good for your fine. Skin.
Yeah. Be good.
What? How long do you suspect that this will take, Brian? Like, what do you expect
for me to swim?
Yeah.
The next cycle from the calendar.
Yeah,
the Mayan.
Oh,
for me to swim. For me to swim from Santa Monica to your cabin in New Hampshire.
It's impossible, by the way, because it's not. It's landlocked.
You can't go up the Merrimack.
Yeah. No, you can go up the Merrimack, but it won't get you to Pine River Pond. It'll get you close.
All right. Well, as close as I can get.
But the pond has to empty out somewhere, doesn't it? Or no?
Yeah, it used to be a river, Pine River Pond, but it has dams at each end now.
You have to climb
I'll swim
the
right up to the dam then.
Like,
all right, so like how long
salmon.
Will it take me?
Like a salmon. You'll have to jump over
trickle,
the dam.
Exactly. Yeah.
Trickle on up.
Are there steps on the side for the fish?
No.
No.
There are no salmon.
I think it would probably take me to swim from Santa Monica to New Hampshire. I bet you it would take me
Why are you starting in Santa Monica? Why not start a little further south, man? Like Long Beach.
Because he's just walking due west.
I'm just walking due west. Straight as the crow flies west, jump in the water and start swimming.
Yeah.
I think it would take me, I don't know, it might take me a few weeks.
If the current's with you. Yeah.
A few weeks.
Maybe.
Not a few years. Not traveling thousands of miles doing the backstroke wouldn't take
You think
few
it would
years.
Take me...
In the ocean, open ocean.
In the open ocean?
You know, that lady who couldn't swim, those two ladies, different ladies, who tried to swim from Cuba to Florida.
Go on.
Right, in a day.
Yeah.
And they haven't been able to do it yet, as far as I know.
Did they die?
Because they keep getting, no, they have a crew going next to them.
Be cool
if they keep getting, if it's not cramping, jellyfish stings, I mean, it's bad.
Right, but they're not doing the backstroke.
They're just trying to get across any way they can.
With the right protective clothing, I will be fine.
As the apocalypse is happening, you're gonna go get a full suit.
Exactly. Just be like,
Excuse me, sirs.
There'll be plenty of surf shops along the way to Santa Monica.
I need that full suit, please.
A swimming suit.
Are you, Greg, seriously concerned about the 12/21/12?
Not at all. When did you think during this podcast that I was concerned?
Well, I
sense you're like a little concerned.
It's based on the extreme concern that we heard the last time we talked about it.
Yeah, I've mellowed out. I've mellowed out.
Meditation.
Have you noticed a difference since I've started meditating?
Yeah, your bookshelf is now on the other side of the room.
True.
That's different. And your bike is on the opposite side.
True.
Is that because of the meditation?
Yeah. I move those things with my mind.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I need to start...
get out of the way.
I just realized that freaking out over things is completely pointless. You just end up in the same spot. So the fact that there's water on the moon, the fact that a few weeks ago they discovered water on Mercury.
Yeah.
Ice.
Yeah.
Ice.
Ice crystals.
Crystals.
Yeah. You know what that means.
The poles. Life. You know, the fact that maybe the world is going to end on 12/21, truthfully, with all due respect, who cares?
With all due respect, who cares?
Who cares? I'm a happy guy. I have a beautifully awesome life.
Yeah.
I am surrounded by friends and family who seem to like me.
Seem to. Have people who are like, I'm not Greg Hoyman.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, yeah, for sure. Some of the closest people in my life have turned on me.
Oh, that's nice. That's great.
I mean, but who hasn't that happened to?
Who hasn't turned on their best friend?
Like, no, come on. I'm not saying I've turned on people. I'm saying people turn. Haven't you had that happen? You have.
Yeah,
I know you have.
Now that the end of the world is there, you realize how completely irrelevant all that is.
It doesn't matter, man.
Yeah.
So my answer is maybe it'll happen. Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. Are you concerned, Robert?
No.
Yeah.
You, Brian?
No. A little bit.
I'm
terrified.
I'm pretty happy as well.
that's a pretty big
switch.
Yeah. No. Yes. Terrified. No. Kind of.
I don't know. I'm fine. Horrified by it.
Completely destroyed.
Paralyzed with fear.
I've been digging the bunker for the past month and a half.
I think it sucks that you're going to be in LA though. By the way, like for real.
Yeah. Well, that's what's up.
Not necessarily because the world is going to end, but because when there's a doomsday possibility, I would say that Los Angeles, California is probably the last place you want to be. Just because of the way people are out here.
It'll be fine. Nobody's going to be here. There's going to be millions of people here.
People
all gathering here. Guns and storming the streets.
You know, there's going to be...
I'll be fine. I got
a lot of people at Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu?
Chichen Itza.
What is they
going
to do in Chichen Itza?
It's a Mayan calendar.
That's where they're going?
What are they going
to
do?
Stand on the temples?
To see how things line up. That there's going to be a big celebration there, I'm sure.
You know what I hope happens, actually?
Will there be good news coverage? That might be... Because my parents have cable. That might be interesting to watch.
Yeah, no, you'll be able to watch.
You get cable out in Amesbury?
They do.
There'll be a lot of coverage. What I hope really happens is that we have a real, alien invasion. Full on flying saucers.
That
just
is not what I was expecting. What are you talking
into
about?
The atmosphere?
Hey, you never know.
Into plain sight and just let it be known
so
that
they're
around.
These Mayans may have actually built this calendar as a sign showing when the aliens were coming back.
That's what I'm saying.
So they're like, guys, the aliens are going to come back. This
don't
is the
freak
calendar.
Out.
This is when
day.
It's happening.
When
we're
it's
warning
end.
You.
We're just
like,
giving you a
aware.
Heads up.
Yeah. It's just a way to make people aware about a day.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Now, there yeah. will be...
That's interesting.
There will be parts of the Earth that they will...
Destroy.
They will aim their laser beams and destroy.
not destroy, harvest.
They're harvesting, right.
They're
harvesting
part of
it.
Yes, because they need
there
the resources.
There will be people that they will abscond with. and then they will also leave us some of their kin.
Oh, good.
Oh, great. To rule over us.
To raise or...
To raise and study and to ultimately rule over
us. Oh, okay.
And ultimately when their minds... Just for...
And then we'll have a group that we'll call the Gaians that will also set a new calendar in place.
Yeah, after we kill all of these overlords.
And a new calendar will then be put in place, known as the Gaians.
Okay.
And that Gaian calendar will cease. The end of that Gaian calendar will be December 21st, 4012.
Interesting.
You know?
Makes
200 years.
It makes.
Maybe 2,000 years. I don't know. My
math
is a little off.
This sounds a lot. You know, this could be the basis of Scientology as well, right?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Xenu could be returning.
Oh, is Xenu coming back?
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows, man?
That day.
It's all good.
But you know what? If Xenu comes... That's just what I'm saying. If Xenu comes back, Xenu comes back.
No doubt.
Welcome home, Xenu.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
You're going to be like that girl in Independence Day, the movie, who goes up to the top of the tower with her sign, and she's like, welcome! Welcome, aliens!
And
we
then they open
you.
It up and just vaporize
and
that
she gets
whole
and just vaporize her.
So whatever, vaporization, there could be a worse way to go.
You're right. It's pretty
instant.
Yeah. You're done.
Gone.
Great.
Along with your sign.
Great.
Yeah, your sign's gone.
Bring it, Xenu. You need to vaporize me, then
is it
vaporize
Xenu?
Me.
Are we, is, like
is that the planet or Xenu? Xenu. But I don't know. That's either the planet or the guy.
Hey, man, I tell you what. You know, I've spent a long time being like, I am interested and anxious to spend a little time on camera with Tom Cruise. And if that's the moment, if I'm going to be vaporized and he's at the right hand of Xenu pointing to me and tells him to take me out,
Is that how it goes? Is that how it goes? I think they're against Xenu.
Tom Cruise, the right hand of Xenu.
No, I think Xenu is the bad guy.
Oh.
Xenu, according to their faith... I believe they said that Xenu came and captured souls and threw them into this volcano.
There's always good guys and bad guys.
Yeah, that whole thing.
And you don't think Tom Cruise has to do with the selection process? What's wrong with you?
He does, I'm sure.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Good guys and bad guys.
He's at the right hand of the Xenu.
You might be something.
We should have Tom Cruise on the show. You can ask him.
He'll come on.
You might be saying some things that are really... hurtful right now. You don't even know.
And like, wrong.
I don't mean to be hurtful.
Yeah, but,
but
ignorance.
It's like
ignorance.
Saying...
Ignorance
you know,
is bliss. I know. I understand.
To like somebody who's a Catholic or something that, oh yeah, it's, they
Pope
believe
John
in Satan.
Paul.
Satan
yeah.
is, they're on the right
Pope
hand
John
of Satan.
Pope John Paul, right on the right hand of Satan.
So,
just because you don't know what you're saying,
correct,
that sounds crazy.
Right, like, I think Xenu is the bad guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What do I know?
But look, I don't know.
El Diablo.
Like,
what was that?
2012, something.
Imagine, I got a little static in my ear.
Yeah. Imagine if that happened. All of a sudden, everyone's watching the news coverage of Machu Picchu, and that just goes over the airwaves.
And reverberates everywhere.
Like literally a dude with,
he just
says with a red cape just arises from the ashes with a pitchfork in his hand and is like...
El Diablo.
And then
he says
then just
name.
Goes right back down.
And then
he just goes right back down.
Reset the calendar.
Reset the calendar.
What the fuck was that?
Wow, man. We got all the drawings right.
Happy El Diablo Day.
On.
And it's a new fucking
El Diablo
holiday. And it's just a new paradigm. And everyone's like, do you remember, where were you
when El Diablo
came out of that grass and then went right back?
Right back down into
the
grass.
He said El Diablo, and then he went right back into that hole.
It's like
that little elevator.
It's like a really slow game of Marco Polo.
Marco.
Like whack-a-mole. Whack-a-mole. Where's he going to come out?
El Diablo.
Whack-a-mole with El Diablo. Where's he coming next?
2,000 more years. He'll come up again somewhere.
Yeah, he'll come back up. That's the Gaian calendar reset.
Who is he?
What he's Xenu's cousin.
Maybe.
God, it's too confusing.
So much.
All right,
which is why we just need to embrace whatever happens. Love each other.
Yeah.
Smile. Laugh.
Okay, you got 6 days.
Roast marshmallows.
You should call your loved ones.
I'm going to be with my loved ones.
Well, tell them. Turn to them and tell them how much you love them. Yeah. Even those best
day.
Friends that have turned and left you.
Oh, I can't call day. Those people.
No, you
they
can't.
They don't want to hear from me.
Do it
no.
every day.
Oh, is it really bad? Was it your fault that they turned and left you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, I mean, you know, sorry. I don't take responsibility for my actions.
Why should you? It's the end of the world.
No, I'm taking responsibility, that's good. People, you know.
No, I understand.
People's hearts get broken and stuff. And
yes.
Love is complicated, man.
It is. But it is the end of the world, potentially.
So, it's not really that complicated.
Love is a battlefield. Love is a battlefield. Hey.
Yeah.
I hope to see you guys next week.
No one to tell us we're wrong.
Yeah,
next week.
I hope to see
you. We're
going to
get back into the battlefield of love.
We are love.
Because we are, I'm confident.
No one can tell us we're wrong.
That we'll make it through the 21st.
I think so.
And on the other side, is
I'll tell you, I'm going to be calling both of you guys.
Yeah? Bullshit.
I will.
I
will.
I hope so.
I'm going to call both of you.
On the 21st?
On the 21st.
You know where I'm going to be?
Where?
On my porch. Like, I'm just telling you right now, I'm sitting on my porch.
Great. You know will you get reception?
Yeah, no. No, I won't.
Are you going to be on Mount Washington?
No, Pleasant Valley Road.
In the middle of winter?
I'll be... No, God. I am going to try to get up to the mountains, though, in the winter and just see what happens.
Just see what happens.
Hey, everyone, be careful.
Yeah.
Famous last word.
Be careful.
Be careful out there. Remember to love each other.
Keep the safety switch on.
Love each other.
We're going to make it through. But just in case, make sure to have batteries and water stacked away.
And also, this could be, you know, if I go out and get killed in between this show and the next, this will be a weird thing for you guys to listen back to.
Yeah,
but I'm going to say it anyways.
Okay, good.
If I die before or during the 21st of December due to accident or alien holocaust or whatever it is.
Right, yeah.
I just want to say to the world, love you. Mm. It's been real.
The whole world.
Yeah, everybody knows me.
Everyone knows.
Take it in.
And I love everybody on this planet.
Ladies in Brazil.
And the ladies in Brazil, I love you. And I've had so much fun.
Robert.
With you.
Robert. Yeah. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts. You say your goodbye. That was a pretty good goodbye.
That was a goodbye.
That was a very nice goodbye. I want to thank all the people who've been listening to the Shide Show.
And, thank them. Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
That's nice.
The friends and family.
That you've ever known?
Every single one of them.
Yeah. It's a lot of people.
Even the ones who, friends who may have disappeared in the past and have changed their minds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to thank them.
Love them.
And love them.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, we only have a short time left, and why keep any space within you for
hatred.
For hate?
That's
and
right.
Anger.
That's nice.
Let
That's
it go.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, let it go. Brian?
If I die before I wake, I pray
I've heard this before.
The Lord.
He's making it up.
My soul forsake.
No.
Wait. You can't correct him if he's making it up.
If you take...
Nice.
My soul, while I'm awake, I pray thee, thy Lord, and Zeno el Diablo, to leave me a stake.
Yeah, that was definitely not the one that I thought it would be.
I told you. I told you it was a different one.
Yeah.
If I die while laying on this lake... I pray El Diablo, my soul, to break.
Break it. That's nice, beautiful.
And if my broken
good word.
Soul doth rise, I pray his cousin Zenu does not despise.
Oh.
Never look in my eyes.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Or to poke
Thank
out
you.
My eyes.
Thank you. Great. Anyway.
Beautiful poem.
That was really beautiful.
Was very nice. Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, be careful out there. On behalf of Robert Shide and Gregory Hoyt, my name is Brian Gerard.
Yeah.
We are the Shide Show.
Farewell.
Farewell. We love you.
Vida, say goodbye.
Farewell. We are young.
Love in the battle.
No one could tell us we're wrong.
Boo.
We are young.